第二条定律来知道进化论的困难在哪里。
So I tell him to study on the second law of thermodynamics.
他说如果这个事情解决了，
He said if I can solve this problem,
我就公然宣布我是基督徒。
I will declare openly that I'm a Christian.
我的困难就是为什么要接受有神论，为什么要反对进化论。
My question is why do I want to accept God and be against evolution?
我那一天呢很快乐，因为他很真诚地把他的困难提出来。
I was pleased that he was honest.
当我讲完了解答问题，到晚上十二点多的时候，
I answered the question until past midnight.
我就跟带我的弟兄到这个地下室的停车场去开车要回家去。
And then we went to the basement car park to leave.
开车还没有到车的地方，
Before we reached there,
有一个黑影站在那里。
There was a dark shadow there.
等我们靠近他的时候，
As we get closer,
他说我等你很久了，你这么迟才下来拿车。
The person said, waited for you for a long time.
我要告诉你一件事。
I want to tell you one thing.
我三十几年来所建立的整个宇宙观呢，这一天都打破了。
You have destroyed my whole concept of the cosmos for the past three decades.
我是上海某一间大学的教授。
I am a professor from a certain university in Shanghai.
我才发现一件事情。
I come to America and discover one thing.
原来我们从小所听到的帝国主义利用宗教来这个卫冕，来麻醉人民的良心。
Since we are young, we have been taught that the imperialists will use religion to numb the senses of the people.
帝国主义用宗教做愚民政策来洗百姓的脑。
The imperialists want the people to be superstition and stupid.
我到这里我才发现不是如此。
But today I found out that this is not the case.
基督教是使国民聪明、有智慧、有教义，又是立国一个信现代社会最重要的根基。
And I found out that Christianity is one that makes the people more enlightened and more intelligent and also establish the nation.
相反的，在共产主义的国家是不可以读这些书，不可以读那些书，那才是愚民政策。
On the contrary, in a communist country, we are forbidden to read this or that.
请你为我祷告。
So please pray for me.
所以那一天，虽然我就经过那个城市，只有一天，只有一次机会，一次解答问题，有五个教授听得到，受上帝的感动。
Although I passed by the city, but one night, five professors heard the word of God and was moved.
我们也立下一个心志。
We also were determined.
基督教不应当是骗骗笨人的宗教。
That Christianity ought not to be a religion for the ignorant.
基督教不是一个做一个对人应许，耶稣是圣诞老人，一天到晚分礼物给你们的宗教。
Or religion that where Jesus Christ is portrayed as Santa Claus that gives us lots of gifts.
基督教也不应当成了一个专专这里摸摸，那里按按。医病使人可以不必看医生的宗教。
Or a religion that heals people by simply touching them, that you don't have to see the doctor.
基督教更应当成为这辈政治更新民智普及教育，把破除迷信错误思想的责任当作我们领受的使命，来使全人类更上进。
Christianity ought to be a religion that has the mandate to rebuild the political situation, to bring education to the people, and to bring renewal to the masses.
所以我到每个地方去侍奉。
So everywhere I will go,
我不是想增加一两次的聚会。
I will not go because I want many people to come.
从来没有想使我更出名，我早就很出名了。
Or that I will be more famous.
我乃是制造一批的青年人。
What I want to do is to raise some young people.
建立一批的知识分子。
To build up a group of intellectuals.
为真理、为信仰做见证。
That they will bear witness for the truth and for their faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
帝国主义、共产主义、殖民主义，这些人都利用进化论做他们的工具，来使人以为那是科学。
The imperialists, the communists, and the colonialists all use the theory of evolution as a tool.
而我们不应当就跟他们同走一条的道路。
And we ought not to go on the same pathway as them.
我们今天接受一个东西，不是跟人走。
Today, when we accept a theory, it's not because we're following the trend.
我们拒绝一个东西，也不是人云亦云。
And when we reject something, it's not because people say so.
我们要尽责任，明察秋毫，深思明辨。站在真理的立场上讲诚实的话。
We want to be responsible and understand the truth and speak of the truth.
当基督教反对进化论的时候，
When the Christians were against the theory of evolution,
很多是用很幼稚的自义的办法来讥笑他们。
Many people use the methods of self-righteousness or despising.
这只有使基督徒更自讨羞辱，使基督教更难传福音。
It bring about greater shame to Christianity and make it harder to preach.
求主兴起我们这一批人。
May the Lord raise up among us.
给我们用一个不同的方式。
That we will use a different method.
就是以上帝绝对没有错误的真理的道作为原理来批判光照来引导改变这个世界的文化。
And that we will critique and change and enlighten the civilization of the world with the unerring, the truth of God.
这就是基督教的文化使命。
This is the cultural mandate of Christianity.
我们已经讲了第四次了。
This is the fourth session
of the day. 现在我要进到最后一个阶段，跟大家讨论一些关于地球的年龄跟人类的历史的问题。
I want to enter into the last section about the age of the earth and the civilization of humankind.
根据地质的研究
，based on geological studies.
那么我们认为这个宇宙应当是几亿、几亿、几十亿年才可以解释的。
The universe ought to be billions of years old.
我们不能说呢，上帝就在六千年前创造这个天地。
We cannot say that God created the whole world 6,000 years ago.
上帝在六天中间创造天地，可能不可能呢
？Can God create everything in 6 days?
绝对可能。
Absolutely.
我有个朋友啊
，I have a friend.
他是发明或字或印版的一个很聪明的人。
He was a very intelligent person that discovered a new way of publishing.
后来他把他的版权卖给《纽约时报》中国人。
He sold the copyright to the New York Times.
纽约时报就可以在很短的时间里面，可以一天印几百份的报纸，每一份几百张出来。
And the New York Times could publish many, many newspapers in a short time because of his method.
因为这以前的方法是不可能印这么多的。
And the earlier method was not so good.
但因为智慧的人想出最有效的办法，用最早的时间、最短的时间印出最多的文字的记录，变成可能的事情。
And because of his intelligence, he invented a way to make this happen.
这几十年，你看见事态的发展更令人感到惊奇。
And for the past few decades, things are developing rapidly.
一个人寄 email， 一天可以对几千个人发出信息出来。
You can send an email to thousands of people instantaneously.
每一个再发几千个，你的信息呢不必印刷，就可以一下子传遍几百万、几千万的人。
And so within an instant, your message can hit millions of people.
所以上帝要用七天的时间创造天地万物，你认为是绝对不可能的事情吗？
And so surely God is able to create all things in 7 days.
我们岂不是以这个小人的心去度君子之腹了吗？
If we think it's impossible, aren't we just being narrow-minded?
神是全能的。
God is the Almighty.
所以创造就是神自己能力的表彰。
Creation is a manifestation of His power.
创造就是神的意志的一部分的成全。
And creation is the accomplishment of part of His will.
那么我们是不是一定要接受有神引导的进化的方式，叫做有神的进化论呢？
Can we accept theistic evolution?
我们不需要。
We do not need.
那么现在我们谈到这个地球有多久呢？
What about the age of the earth?
人类的历史有多久呢？
The history of mankind.
所以在18世纪、19世纪的时候，英国有一些的解经家在从圣经里面一些的词句妙想天开。
On the 18th and the 19th century, some Bible commentators tried to solve this problem.
他们说上帝看千年如一日，一日如千年。
They said the Bible says to God, 1,000 years is like a day like 1,000 years.
上帝创造六天，第七天就叫做安息日，分别为圣。
God used 6 days to create and rested on the 7th day.
他们把这个东西跟上帝的时间相对观，千年代表一天，结合起来。就说上帝史世界的历史只有6000年，第7000年就是耶稣到世界上来千禧年，万王之王、万族之主统治的时刻。
And so they concluded that the earth is 6,000 years old. The 7,000 year is the millennium year where the Lord will come again.
所以呢，阿舍就开始计算圣经旧约里面所有的年日了。
And so Asher looked at the Bible and tried to calculate the age of the earth.
他就建立那个理论。被认为是学者，是有学问的人所相信。我告诉你，学者、学术这两个字不过是信念的奴仆，你不要把它看得太重。
And people think that he's a scholar when he proposed that the age of the earth was 6,000 years old.
So-called academic is only a slave of the conviction.
An academic is a slave of the conviction.
我不是不尊重学术。
Not that I do not honor them.
我告诉你，你相信进化论，你越研究，你越学术，越错。就是进化论，因为你就做了那个信念的奴仆， 就下去了。
An academics is often the slave of a concept. Like when you study the theory of evolution, you get going into it.
你相信回教才是对的，你就越研究以回教的学术，越有学术，越有学术，就变成回教的信仰的奴仆。
For example, if you believe that the Islam is right, the more you study, the more you become enslaved.
这就是基督教的学者一定跟所有的学者不同的地方。
This is where the Christian scholar is different.
因为我信的水一定是真理吗？不是，因为是真理，所以我一定要信。
Is it the truth because I believe? No, it is. I believe because it is the truth.
这样，学术变成真信仰的真理的表达，而不是成为迷信的信念的奴仆。
And so academics will become an expression of the truth and not a slave to a concept.
像阿雪先假设世界的历史是六千年。
阿雪 first assumed that the world is 6,000 years old.
千年如一日，一日如千年来做总要时解释的时候。
And then he used the verse that 1,000 years is like a day.
他就把这千禧年当作是第七日的安息日。
And he considered the millennium year to be the seventh day of rest.
那他算算算算，怎么算到一个结果？亚当到耶稣降生的时候是4004年。
And he calculated that between Adam and Jesus Christ is 4004 years.
那么耶稣到现在是2000年。
And from Jesus till now 2000 years.
所以那个时候是距离公元2000年100多年，所以呢就表示世界末日快要到了。
So he thinks that the rest end of the world is coming.
那么当世界末日到了，耶稣一来，另外的一千年就是千禧年。
And Jesus will come again, and the last 1,000 years will occur.
一下子，这个理论就变成基督教信仰的主流了。
And suddenly, a lot of people accepted this.
所以那个时代，所有研究圣经作为学者研究学术的，一定要这样相信，才叫做有学问的现代人。
At that time, all the scholars accepted this as the main theory.
那么谁不相信，就表示谁对真理挑战了。
And so those who disagree are challenging the truth.
谁不相信，就变成谁对圣经反抗了。
And those who disagree are challenging the Bible.
其实真理跟对真理的了解是有很大的距离的。
The truth is very different from the understanding of the truth.
对真理的了解跟对真理的解释又有很大的距离。
The understanding of the truth is different from the explanation of the truth.
听真理的解释，点点头表示明白，之间的距离还是很大的。
And there's yet another distance between listening to the truth and understanding.
当然，我不会走希腊古路，就是 Gorgias 的这个三个理论中间的不可知的这个关因素。
But I will not accept the agnostic idea.
Of the Gorgias,
of
his three principles. 第一, nothing exists.
The first principle is nothing exists.
第二, if something exists, cannot be understood.
如果有存在的东西，我不能够理解。
第三, if you can understand, still you cannot convey those understanding as interpretation.
如果你能够理解，你还是不能够解释。
这个是人本主义中间的怀疑论的极顶点。
And this is the culmination of the agnostic understanding.
今天我不教这些，我就不解释了。
I will not explain this further.
那么进化论的事情
，But in evolution,
我们现在对抗它的时候
，When we are against it,
是因为它跟我的信仰不一样，我一定要反对它，不是
？Is it because it's different from my faith, so I must oppose? No.
它不是真的科学，我不能随便接受，这是对的。
It is because it is not true science, so I cannot accept it.
那我的信仰本身也不是真的科学可以证明，为什么我接受呢？
But then my faith is also not scientific.
因为信仰不是在科学的范围里面。
The answer is because faith is not in the realm of science.
甚至你爱你的孩子，为你的孩子流眼泪，你不能在眼泪里面找到 love 这四个成分。
For example, in the tears you have for your children, you cannot find the word love.
因为你这个实验室里面各样的科学方法，没有办法在眼泪里面找到爱的成分，这不是科学的范围。
Because scientific method will not be able to find the essence of love in your tears.
所以基督教是站在信仰的范围来接受信仰的真理。
Christianity accepts the truth of faith in the realm of faith.
我就不需要用科学的证明来衬托我的信仰。
I need not go into the realm of science to find the proof.
但因为进化论是在科学的范围里面来讲这个生物学，结果又不用科学的方法来证明，所以它是一个迷信，不是一个信仰。
But the theory of evolution stands in the realm of science, but they do not have the proof, so it can be considered superstition.
那么基督徒如果相信上帝创造到现在是六千年，耶稣来是七千年，这样就叫做六日跟一日，就工作跟休息了整个完美的历史。
But if Christians believe that the world is 6,000 years old and when Jesus comes it's 7,000 years,
这个危险性在哪里呢?
Where then is the danger?
就是圣经里面的数目加起来总和, 就是真正准确的历史吗?
The danger is whether this is true history.
所以从Usher一直到1912年的时候,
from Usher to the year 1921,
很多人是这样相信的,
1912, many people believe this.
很多的基督徒认为这是认同的,
many Christians think it's an orthodox thinking.
还有一些人反过来说不信这个的就是异端就是反对上帝的,
and some people say if you don't believe in this you are heretic and against God.
这些结论都是错误的,
but these were wrong conclusions.
那么1912年的时候, 就有一个英国人把另外一个理论提出来了,
in 1912 an Englishman has another theory.
这个理论就是说你不可以相信亚当 到耶稣只有4004年,
the theory is that it cannot be 4004 years between Adam and Jesus.
向历史的权威挑战的被认为是旁门左道是异端的邪说,
whenever you challenge the orthodox you will become a heretic.
所以呢有很多人就很讨厌他,
so many people were against this man.
这样讲的根据是从另外一个学者, 这个人是在阿舍跟这个 John Ergraham的中间出现的,
but he based his understanding of another on another scholar.
这个人叫做 J.B. Raven, R-A-V-E-N.
By the name of J.B. Raven.
R-A-V-E-N, Raven, 他发现了圣经中间的记载有跳代的这种可能性。
Raven discovered that in the chronological order of the Bible, they skip generations.
所以你不能只照着已经写下的数目串联起来变成历史的总和。
So you cannot simply add the numbers together.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为跳代的记载是很经常发生的。
Very often the recording will skip a generation. Raven had more than 10 different examples.
那么现在我给大家两个重要的例子,
I give you two important examples.
第一个例子在圣经中间的约父这个字, 跟圣经中间的这一个表哥这个字是同一个字。
In the Bible, the word for the father-in-law and a cousin is the same.
但是表哥是同一代, 约父是另外一代。
But a cousin is in the same generation, but not your father-in-law.
所以你翻译成表哥的时候就年龄差得很多，差得不少，但差得不多。 但你翻译成岳父的时候就差了好多。
If the translation is father-in-law, then it's one more generation.
摩西的岳父叶特罗, 这句话也可以翻译成摩西的表哥叶特罗。
The father-in-law of Moses, Jethro, can also be considered his cousin, translated as his cousin.
所以这样的那个年龄跟年代就不能够随便以为你算的就是准确的正确的年龄。
And so one must be very careful and accurate in the calculation.
第二个例子是挪亚的三个孩子闪、含、雅弗，第一个孩子是唯一被记在他的后代有数目、有年岁的这个孩子。
The second example is the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Only one is recorded to have been
age. 所以要追溯历史，只能从闪这方面去看亚当。 一直到挪亚到闪到亚伯拉罕一共多少年？
You can only trace the lineage to Shem and not the other two sons.
那么根据阿舍来说呢？
But Usher said,
从亚当到摩西的时候大概是2500年。
From Adam to Moses, 2500 years.
摩西到耶稣大概是1500年。
1500 from Moses to Jesus.
但是呢 ，Raven 说不是如此的。
But Raven said no.
因为从闪到亚伯拉罕在创世纪记载一共有10代的这个。 系列
Genesis says there's 10 generations between Shem and Abraham.
但是呢, however, 新约路加福音追溯回头的时候不是10代，是11代。
But Luke recorded 11 generations.
所以如果你单单用这个例子来看，亚当到耶稣一定超过4004年。
Therefore, from Adam to Jesus, it must have been more than 4,004 years.
那么你是旧约对或者新约对呢？
Was the Old Testament right or the New Testament right?
就是原先的，新约是后来的。
The Old Testament was the original.
但从整个圣经的逐步启示的理论来看，新约是成全了旧约，所以新约有一些的记载一定是比旧约更重要的。
But from the principle of progressive revelation, the New Testament would have more important revelation.
所以这种跳代的记载处处都有。
All this skipping of generation is found everywhere in the Bible.
亚当到耶稣就不可能是4004年。
Therefore, from Adam to Jesus, it could not be 4,000 years only.
这就是后来的 John Ergraham 的一个理论基础。
This is the basis of a theory of John Ergraham.
John Ergraham, U-R-G-U-E-R-H-E-A-R-T, Ergraham. 那这个人呢，在1912写的那本书叫做 How Old is Man?
He wrote a book entitled How Old is Man?
到底人类在这个世界有多久呢？
How long have we existed?
他不是问生物有多久。
He's not asking how long have living beings existed.
不是问太阳系有多久。
Or the whole solar system.
他要问是人类，现在我们这个现在这个人的祖先到现在存在在地球有多久。
But the existence of the humankind.
那么呢，他里面就告诉我们，他勇敢突破这个 Usher 的思想，说从亚当到耶稣是8167年。
And he proposed that between Adam and Jesus is 8,616 years.
8,167 years. 那这个一宣布出来，就把整个基督教的那种信念动摇了。
And he shook the earlier concept.
那么那些坚守那种所谓正统信仰，就认为这是异端，这是魔鬼的工作，这是破坏的。
And people think that he is a heretic, the work of Satan.
因为这样就表示呢，亚当到现在不可能6000年。
It means that the 6,000 years theory was wrong.
所以有一些人坚持亚当到现在就是六千年。
So till today, some people still insist that from Adam to now 6,000 years.
到25年前。
25 years ago.
还有很多圣灵教会、五旬节跟灵恩派的人一直宣布世界末日快要到了，六千年快要结束了，耶稣快要再来了，吓很多人。
Many Pentecostal and Charismatics still believe that Jesus will come very, very soon because 6,000 years is up.
现在这些人不敢讲话了，因为过了2000年，耶稣还没有来。
Now people keep quiet because 2,000 years have passed.
所以他们自己要解释为什么我从前是这样信，他就没有办法收回了。
It's very difficult for them to explain their past mistakes.
30年前我在加拿大讲道的时候
，30 years ago when I was preaching in Canada,
有一个牧师说：“你们没有信主的要看我们基督徒，因为我们知道时间表就在这里。”
The pastor say, "All you non-Christian must look at Christian. We have the timetable."
我们一面看圣经，一面看报纸，就知道现在历史走到什么地方。
When we look at the Bible, we look at newspaper, we know where we are heading.
完了，快要到哪里，我们都比你们更先知道。
We already know this before the non-Christians.
他讲的非常有权。有权威，有神学。
He spoke with great authority.
我心里替他担心。
But I was worried for him.
他说：“现在欧洲有德国、法国、英国这些联盟，可惜呢还少两国。”
He said that in Europe, all the countries are coming together, but they are short of two.
你们非基督徒知道，如果当十国一成就联盟的时候，欧洲十个国家联盟的时候，耶稣就来了。
He said that Jesus will come when 10 European countries come together.
他的根据是什么呢
？Based on
根据是但以理在。在你的书里面，你不将你撒网梦见一个很大的人物，头是金的，后来是银的，又是铜的，又是铁的，最后铁泥参半，四个指头就贴跟你的。
Based on the 10 toes in the vision that Daniel had about King Nebuchadnezzar，
所以他说这是什么帝国？什么帝国？什么帝国？到最后是罗马帝国末世的时候复兴的时候，变成一个不能参加的。绝对不能融洽的铁跟泥的政治局势。
He tried to explain it by understanding the truth to be the Roman Empire in the very end.
所以当欧洲十国联盟一起来的时候，就是耶稣再来的日子。
And so when the 10 European countries come together, Jesus will come.
不就有九国了
？After that, 9 countries come together.
哇，快有十国了。
Ten almost there.
大家很紧张，耶稣要来了。
People were anxious, Jesus was coming.
后来十国了，还没有来。
And 10 countries came.
十一也没有来。
11 countries.
十二、十三、十四都没有来。
12, 13, 14, and Jesus did not come.
现在呢
？Now.
连土耳其都加到欧联里面去了。
Turkey is part of European Union.
连回教国家也加到欧洲里面去了。
Now, Muslim countries in there.
那种结晶经不起考验，自己垮下去。
So that sort of method cannot stand the test of time.
各位，亚当到现在六千年，有耶稣再来，最后一千年，这个理论也一定自己垮下来。
And so, in the same manner, the theory that Jesus is coming, the last 1,000 years will fall.
所以呢 ，Ogerhard 的思想被认为是旁门左段吗？不是。
Ogerhard's thoughts were not necessarily heretical.
打破了一个僵局。
But he broke the stalemate.
告诉我们人类的历史有可能是10,000年，不是6,000年。
To tell us that human history could be possibly 10,000 years.
现在我把这件事跟进化论的思想配合起来来讲了。
Now we will look at this in reference to the theory of evolution.
根据你们基督教。
Based on you Christians.
进化论的说呢，你们这个人类历史才几千年，现在呢是差不多10,000年就是了。
Evolutionist says that Christians believe the human history to be about 10,000 years.
根据进化论。
But based on the theory,
宇宙有几亿几十亿年。
The universe is billions of years old.
然而 最后呢，我们看见呢，就有动物、有生物在世界出现，这其中也可能一两百万年。
The animals existing must be at least a few million years.
啊，这样人类呢，最少有几十万人也出来了。
And then in the end, humankind came.
所以呢，理论就变成相差太远了。
The age would have been too
different. 基督徒所信的是这一段最后的时候人类出现。
Christians believe that the humankind came at the last part.
进化论所相信的是慢慢几百万年发展到最后人类出现。
But the theory of evolution has millions of years in evolution.
进化论的学者他就用到底人类多久你告诉我来挑战我们。
And so we are challenged on the age of the humankind.
我年轻的时候也曾经受过这一方面的挑战，受过很大很大的信仰的亏损。
When I was young, I was challenged in my faith in this manner.
但是我后来在想，问题不在我们，是在进化论的那些相信的人的心中。
But later I realized the problem is in the heart of the evolutionist.
所以每次他把球抛到这里，我一定抛回去给他。
So when they throw the ball to my court, I will always return it to them.
如果说
if based on what
假如说
for example,
比如说这个都是一样的东西啊。
If we assume
是真的几百万慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢变成这样的人出来了。
Then if we evolve after millions of years,
那我要问你一个问题。
My question then is,
为什么文化的出现就最后这几千年而已？
Why did civilization only appear for 3,000 years?
这个不是基督徒很难回答的问题，是进化论的相信的很难回答。
This is a question that the evolutionists find difficulties.
而且不但如此。
Not only that.
当第一次人类的文明出现在地上的时候。
When human civilization first appeared.
马上高超到一个地步。
It was so advanced.
今天的现在的新加坡也没有胜他们多少。
That even modern Singapore is not much better.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当人类的文明一出现在这个世界上的时候，
When human civilization first appeared,
就有一些的成就是根本我们用进化的思考也没办法明白的。
There are some phenomena that cannot be explained by evolution.
新加坡最重要的建筑物都不是新加坡国大的工程系的教授设计的。为什么？你们的工程系的教授资格不是国际性的。
In Singapore, all the most important buildings are not designed by local architects.
新加坡没有一个最大的工程系的教授可以全世界，那是 Connecticut, New York, 那是最大的工程的设计师可以并齐并立，齐力齐坐，同等地位没有。
In Singapore, there are no architects that have international standing that can go anywhere in the world to design.
但是我告诉你，
But I tell you this,
如果现在最伟大的工程师
The greatest architect today,
他们活在4500年以前，他会不会做金字塔出来？
If they are born 4500 years ago, can they build the pyramid?
Frank Lloyd Wright,
For Wright,
贝聿铭
IMP,
Norman Foster,
Foster,
Kratawa, San Diego,
and San Diego.
你知道我在讲什么吗？
Paul Gary,
这都是今天全世界最大的工程师。
These are the most important architects today.
他们能够活在五千年前。
If they were to live 5,000 years ago,
他会设计什么东西出来
？What would they design?
他真的会比金字塔的设计的工程师更聪明吗
？Can they be smarter than the designer of the pyramids?
如果金字塔的高度565英尺高，可以维持四千年的世界纪录。
The height of the pyramid is 565 meters and it maintained itself for 4,000 years.
告诉我们这四千年来人类根本没有什么进化。
It tells us that in 4,000 years there is not much progression.
以后巴黎铁塔建起来。
And then the Eiffel Tower was built.
还有许多更高的高楼建起来。
And a lot higher buildings.
开始超过金字塔的高度的时候。
Only when they become taller than the pyramid.
只不过是方法论改进。
It is only because the methods have changed.
是不论是累积了几千年的智慧结晶所建起来的。
And come about only after a few thousand years of
searching. 不等于一个个人的智慧超越了古人的智慧。
It doesn't mean that the modern thinking is better than the ancient.
所以进化论那个渐渐进化才有今天的日子，跟一出现人类就是聪明绝顶的货物来相比的话，我是很难接受进化的。
The theory of evolution cannot explain why suddenly there is advancement in civilization.
金字塔用了几百万块，每一块250万公斤的这个泥的石头建起来的。
All of the pyramid is built by stones that weigh 250,000 tons.
2.5 tons.
It is about 45 stories high.
而中间盖住金字塔中间的一个最大的石头, 那一块是325吨, 那么重。
The heaviest stone is 325 tons.
怎么样带上去?
How did they bring it up there?
怎么样设计的?
How was it designed?
金字塔某一个孔, 在地道里面射到天上, 正对着一颗星, 每几年会射到都算得清清楚楚, 这种智慧是进化的结果吗?
And they have wisdom even to be able to spot the constellation. It cannot be a product of evolution.
从希腊的 Plexitas 跟 Phidias 两个大雕刻家到现在,
from the great Greek sculptors up to today,
除了米开朗基罗, Carpox, 以及后来 Canova, 以及最后呢, 法国的罗丹, 这几个比较大的雕刻师以外,
other than Michelangelo and people like Rodin, these few sculptors,
到底历史上曾经有多少超过他们的智慧的艺术家出现呢?
How many great artists are there in the history of mankind?
当你现在把希腊最伟大的雕刻把它好好算测准的时候, 你发现他们的黄金定律是抓得比现在的人更紧的。
And you discover that the ancient Greeks have a better understanding of the content of gold than today.
黄金定律的比例是什么呢?
What is the content and composition of gold?
1:1.628.
1 is to 1.268.
所以你现在建一个房子,
when you are building a building today,
如果现在刚刚好, 又胖又大又笨, 每一个房子呢, 你看了, 你就想吐, 你就不想活在那个房子里面。
If the house is not designed properly, then you wouldn't want to live there.
所以你像联合国建的那个大厦, 39人, 9层高, 有一点像火柴盒, 倒是很好看的。
The United Nations is about 39 stories, looks like a bad job.
所以多长多高才会产生快感的艺术的这种感受呢?
There is an artistic aspect to all these buildings.
这个是有比例的。
There is a certain proportion to it.
所以现在他们把 Venus 的 Milo, 就是那米罗岛的 Abrotitis 这个女神, 就是那个断了两个手,穿衣服穿一半的那个在巴黎的那个,
now they look at the sculptor or sculpture of Venus.
所有的尺寸都是黄金比例。
When they measure it, they found that the proportion is that of gold.
这个经过2400年以后, 人才慢慢发现出来。
It was discovered 2400 years later.
所以这是进化的结果吗?
Is this then an example of evolution?
如果人类是真正进化的,
if indeed we are evolving,
为什么这2500年, 中国没有产生比孔子更宏博精细的道德伦理家呢?
Why would China not produce someone greater than Confucius?
因为进步到变成毛泽东的时候，毛病一大堆，叫毛泽东。
The evolution only brought about Mao Zedong.
为什么西方的苏格拉底这几千年里面有几个人比他道德更伟大的？
In the West, why would not people come not be greater than Socrates?
绝对可信的一件事情。
There's something that we can believe.
郭德讲一句话。
Goethe said,
任凭人类继续不断演进下去。
No matter how we evolve,
绝对不可能产生一个人会超过四福音所记载的拿撒勒耶稣的道德。
You will not have someone that has an ethics greater than Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
是不可能的事情。
It is impossible.
为什么不可能呢?
Why is it not possible?
你只能做一个结论是神来到人间。
The only conclusion is that God was with us.
是神创造了人。
It is God who created us.
人不是进化的产品。
We are not product of evolution.
正像 Thomas Henry Huxley 跟 Sir Spencer 所讲的话, 理性跟良心共用, 绝对不是进化的果效。
Like Huxley and Spencer declared that reason and conscience cannot be product of
evolution. 那么你问他说, 如果不是进化的产品, 是什么?
If you ask them, then where did it come from?
他们两个人对进化的好像什么都知, 对于不是进化的, 什么都不要知。
Both of them seem to be ignorant of this.
这两个人就是在历史中间第一个提倡不可知论的哲学家。
And so they propose agnosticism.
That's agnostic.
Agnosticism.
I don't know.
I do not
we
know.
We cannot know.
We cannot
the
know.
The ultimate reality cannot be known.
我们不能够知道永远的最集中点。
We human beings have no capability to know the ultimate truth.
人类没有办法知道终极的真理。
所以他们是用这种方法来推卸责任。
And so they try to be irresponsible in this manner.
但是圣经说, 我深知 我所信的是谁。
But the Bible says, I know whom I believe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我要给你的结论是什么呢
？The conclusion I have for you.
今天人类这一万年来
，For the past 10,000 years,
文化的记录
，The recording of civilization,
突然的显现
，Suddenly appear,
一来就那么伟大
，Suddenly advanced,
到现在没有什么特别的进化
，Nothing has evolved.
所进步的是科技，不是人类。
It is the technology that's improved, not the humankind.
所以我们每一个人有一堆的东西把一座大山堆起来。
So we can throw a lot of things to make a mountain.
结果几千年的人堆了一堆。
But few thousand years ago they did that.
后来这几千来堆了几千堆。
And we have keep piling up things.
我们现在人再堆一堆。
And today we pile even more things.
就变成一大堆。
To create a lot of things.
但是能堆上去的力量，过去的人跟现在差不多一样。
But the ability to make things into a pile is the same from the past to now.
现在人的成就
the accomplishment today
不一定超过几千年一个人所能达到的成就
may not have been greater than a few thousand years ago.
被堆成一大堆的这个物质的成就现在是比过去大得多
But material success we are greater than last time.
所以
However,
如果人类是进化的
if we are product of evolution,
为什么在过去几百万年中间没有什么东西文化出现
Why are there no emergence of civilization for the past millions of years?
文化一出现的时候
And when civilization first appeared
这么伟大这么高尚这么智慧的表现出来
Immediately it is so advanced and such a great explanation
进化论没办法解答
Evolution cannot answer this question
创造论给我们解答
But creationism give us the answer
上帝直接干预
God has intervened.
上帝独特创造人
A special creation of man.
上帝 distinctively, individually, and so accurately created man after his image and likeness.
以他的形象所造。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这个神在历史中的参与。
The intervention of God in the history of mankind
神主动的创造
is from his active creation.
独特的形象一出现的时候
when this unique image appeared,
文化就这样产生
civilization came.
而这不需要几百万年
you need not to have millions of years.
就是最后这一万年的时间
only in the past 10,000 odd years.
当你把四千多年前的 Hammurabi 的石碑拿来破解的时候
When you analyze the plaque of Hammurabi,
你会很惊奇
4,000 years ago,
里面的智慧
the wisdom contained
里面的伦理
the ethics,
对公正的要求
the demand for justice,
对诚实的要求
for honesty,
这就是道德中间到现在不可以被推翻的同样的原理
the same principles that we still have today.
但是最高超的是什么
but the highest of them all,
不是人的进化
is not our evolution,
是神所启示的律法
But the laws that God has revealed to
直到今天
us, till today,
成为联合国人权宣言最重要的基础。
It became the most important basis of the Declaration of Human Rights.
它是维系整个人类文化向前进而不会退位的那个真正的本质。
And to become the basis for the progress of humanity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你不可贪心。
Do not covet.
成为联合国保护私产的基础。
This is why we protect private property.
不可犯奸淫。
Do not commit adultery.
这成为人类的家庭生活可以繁衍下去，保持人类社会健康最重要的原则。
It becomes the most important principle where the family can be preserved.
不可杀人。
Do not murder.
这成为人与人彼此尊重、人性尊严的维持最重要的基础。
The basis for interpersonal relationship.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我相信。上帝创造的世界。
I believe that God has created the world.
我相信上帝按照他的形象样式创造人。
I believe God has created humankind based on his image.
我相信上帝把他的智慧功能放在人心灵的里面。
I believe God has given us his wisdom and intelligence.
是动物所没有的。
These are things that animals do not have.
如果你还要接受进化论，我告诉你，你是很迷信的。
If you still accept the theory of evolution, you are quite superstitious.
而如果你放弃基督信仰，我告诉你，你是丢弃长子名分，出卖真理的。
But if you abandon Christianity, you have given up your rights as the firstborn.
而如果你接受基督信仰
，If you accept Christianity,
这不是科学能证明，更不是科学有资格证明的事。
It is not something that science can prove or worthy to prove.
创造、启示、救赎。上帝这三大工作是超理性而不是违背理性的事。
The creation, the revelation and salvation is surpasses that of our reason.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有关于进化论与创造论的讲座 我这个礼拜就讲完了。
I finished the seminar on evolution and creationism.
在必要的时候，我有时会给你补充一些的话语。
If there is a need, I may add a few here and there.
但是
，However，
我们下个礼拜开始要思想第二个大的圣经难题。
Next week we will think about the second big area of difficulties.
什么叫做上帝的形象样式
？What does the image of God means?
上帝像什么
？What is the image of God like?
我才叫做像上帝。
How is it like? How is God like?
神的形象跟人类的尊严、人性的责任有什么关系
？What is the relationship between God's image and the honor and status of humanity?
我们有需要好几个礼拜来讲这个专题。
We will need a few weeks on this.
那么你们可以带你的朋友来参加。
You can bring all your friends to come.
其实如果我每一年用一个题目来做神学讲座，可以吸引更多的人。但我现在还是用这个方式供应每一个城市。继续不断的需要。
Although I can do in a different manner, I'm still using this method to go to different cities.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.